Mary in Ohio is needing some help with a painting project. What can we do for you?
I removed wallpaper off of my stairway going upstairs. Now I would like to know what to use to wash it real good, because I took it off the wallpaper with vinegar, but I couldn't get it all of it off. So what would I use to prepare it for painting?
Do you still have some of the paste on there, or is it pretty flat?
I think probably.
Okay. Well, what I would do is I'd first wash it with trisodium phosphate, TSP, available at home centers, hardware stores, paint stores, that sort of thing. Okay, good.
Oh, good.
So do a good job of washing that out. Make sure you rinse to get all the old soap off. And then it's going to be really important, Mary, that you prime the walls.
Should I sand it first? I'm going to have to patch some
only,
of the holes.
Do all your patching and stuff, and yes, do all your sanding. But don't sand too hard now, because if you've got drywall there, you'll go right through the paper
surface.
Oh, no,
I have plaster.
Oh, you have plaster. Sanding it lightly is not a bad thing, but it's real important that you prime it. You can use probably an oil-based primer would do the best job. When you have a somewhat unknown and inconsistent surface, usually better off using an oil-based primer. But you can also use the Alkyd primers, which dry very fast. But the only other thing I don't like about those, Leslie, is they tend to leave brush marks or roller marks, because they do dry so quick.
Yeah, you get a lot of brush marks or roller marks. Another thing, Mary, to keep in mind is, since you're dealing with possibly an uneven surface, or, you know, areas where you might have some of that sticky stuff still there that might show, if you go with a flat finish on your paint, any sort of inconsistencies on that wall surface really won't stand out. If you went with any sort of gloss or sheen, it would really make it obvious. So go flat to sort of hide those imperfections.
Okay, so the best thing to do is to wash it with a TSP.
Then prime, then paint.
Yes, okay. Thank you. I was going to do that, so I wanted to make sure I was doing the right thing.
Well, you're absolutely on the right track, Mary. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.